So there's this cool show on Netflix called Skeleton Inc.
That reminds me of Skeleton Warriors, which is
the most metal cartoon ever produced.
No, but it's kind of funny.
It's like Dio in animated form.
They never did DVDs of that, did they?
No, because the show actually kind of sucked.
But Skeleton Warriors, they're bad to the bone. Oh my god.
Wow. But my wife...
Wildcats are good against evil.
And of course, you know, the street sharks, they're just jawsome.
Oh god.
And what are the cowboys of Mu Mesa?
I don't remember.
Delicious. Cat drugs.
Delicious. Split the difference. Delicious cat drugs.
Hey, there you go.
Okay, now here's an important question. The cowboys of Mu Mesa were anthropomorphic cows. So if you kill one of them and turn them into steaks and hamburgers, is that technically murder?
Well,
it depends. If you're one of them, then yes. But if you're not, then no.
What did they eat during that show anyway? Would it be cannibalism if one of them died and they had burgers the next day?
Well, being that they're cows, they were probably, you know, vegetarians.
Right.
Depends on if the farm that was raising them.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
I just want to see one of them throw up in their mouth and start chewing.
Drive on. Rupert's Magic Catch Go
Podcast. Please. This is Superhero Time with XV.
Here's your asshole bill for the month.
Hey, Mickey.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I have a penis in my ear.
Paladin.
Redeposit, please bend over.
Ken.
Nerf.
JD Church.
Fort Max!
And Fort Max.
My work here is done.
And Paul Buster!
Well, tough shit, it's Superhero Time.
That's right, and I'm XV.
Sit.
Okay, so after our week off, we somehow have 6 episodes of the weeklies to talk about this week.
Of course, this would be the one week where everything came out on time.
Well, it's kind of handy that way, don't you think? Because we'll actually get
caught up.
We're being
punished for watching Voyager on the week off.
I thought watching Voyager
on the
week...
next week there will be nothing.
I thought watching Voyager on the week off was the punishment for the week off.
You thought...
No.
I mean, that seemed to make sense.
The punishment keeps on giving.
Is Voyager, yeah. I mean, I thought we established this already. No? Okay.
But did you watch that episode?
Yes.
We did, actually.
Did you watch that other episode?
What's that other episode?
Exactly.
We watched Sarah Silverman try and get in Tom Paris' pants.
Wow.
With Ed Begley Jr.
Is that what she calls it?
It's a lot of people in one pair of pants.
You mean in one Paris pants?
Oh.
Oh, wordplay.
Those are the best worst episodes.
Just like this show.
Speaking of worst episodes, should we get straight to Wizard?
Wow.
Man, we've taken the gloves off on this show.
I think we have a little news to talk about first. Like, you know, everything Kyoryuger.
Yeah.
So the theme song sucks.
It's just not as good as the past years.
It's hard
They've
to
had
judge.
So many good ones year after year after year in the past few rows that it's about time they had kind of a dud.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm taking it too, is that we're overdue for a shitty song.
It's hard to judge the theme song at this point anyway, since the sample we have picks up right in the middle of the TV cut.
No, there's actually a full TV cut up.
Oh, so that's not the full song then.
No, the full song is going to be like a minute 15, minute 20.
Yeah, there's a
okay.
There's a minute 25.
What minute. I heard, there was like no hook. And
right, that was the
dull.
Sample.
Because they cut out half of it.
That was the sample that went up on the record company website.
Then there's one from the press conference, or the pressing.
Okay, well then I do not know the full thing. Then.
Yeah, so let's pause and listen to this theme song live on the air.
Whoa, whoa.
Now sing along, Mickey.
I'm not that drunk yet.
Okay, this isn't any better.
It's all right. It's not as good as the previous songs, but...
Yeah, it's not as punchy.
I find it strangely addicting, though, for some reason. It's not like I really even like it. It's just like,
It's because we have hope beyond hope for this show.
Well, it's not getting me excited to watch Blizzard. The show.
Will die.
I mean, we at least have the knowledge that there's samba dancing and all kinds of stuff. So
it's not exactly a quality of record anyway right now, but I'm not impressed.
Yeah, the structure of the song is a little lacking.
Yeah, it's dull as shit.
Who wrote this? Did they do any previous songs?
I don't even know.
I was hoping for the Beat and Stag Buster song.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was magic.
It was.
Basically anything but this.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of cautious towards Kyoriju. I don't want to get myself too hyped up because that way I'm not disappointed.
You know what this song is? This is the tropiest of Sentai theme songs.
There you go.
Marketing Sentai Bandai.
It sits right in then.
Yeah. Although since we know they're going to dance as part of their transformation sequence, maybe we'll get a really good dance to go with the end theme.
That'd be nice.
They dance.
Or maybe we'll get a Gowry Ranger end theme where they're just all naked and staring at the walls.
Oh, God. Whoa.
No, what we need to get is like the dinosaur rap.
So wham bam, it's the dino jam again?
Well played.
Okay, I'm totally going to make that music video when we've got some episode footage to cut apart.
Also, yeah. That's totally an intro quote.
Huh? So anyway,
okay, moving on?
Yes.
We've also found that some Super Sentai veterans will be in the recurring cast for Kyoryuger.
Okay.
There's Hurricane Blue playing Kyoru Blue's sister.
No, actually, it's...
No, wait, I got that backwards.
Yeah, Deca Yellow is playing his sister.
Yes.
We don't actually know what Hurricane Blue is playing yet, I don't think.
And we have Gunpei as who?
Doesn't matter, he's Gunpei.
That's right.
Former Black as current Black's best friend.
Yay.
Gunpei.
That sounds a little racist.
Yeah.
It's Japan.
Some of his best friends are Black Rangers.
Oh. Oh. Intro quote, please.
Oh, wow.
Although Kyoru Black does have an American name, so they're probably going to treat him like shit.
They're going to stick him in the Power Dizer and forget about him after the first quarter of the series.
Couldn't they just treat him like Jiraiya instead?
Have him explain the plot in English every day?
Yes.
He'll be the slow-thinking weapons expert.
Yes, he will. Okay, so what else?
Okay, the villains for Kyoryuger are called Chaos, the Hundred-Faced Priest. And
that sounds pretty bitching.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
He's the beast with 100 backs?
It's like... I saw that movie on late night TV one day.
And they are led by the Knights.
Was that a McFarlane comic?
It might have been. It was the 90s. A lot of shit happened.
Yeah.
And they're led by the Knights of Anger, Joy, Sadness, and Fun.
Fun.
Wow.
The Knight of Fun? Yes. He's a villain?
His name is Lucky Roo, Knight of Fun.
Wow.
And he's a villain.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Man, Paladin is going to hate him.
I'm going to have to rename that college event of mine, I guess. I can't call it the Night of Fun anymore.
Well, no, you just have to pronounce them differently.
Oh, okay.
The Knight of Fun.
Yeah. Because if Japan has taught you nothing so far, it's that pronunciation solves every problem.
Oh, yeah.
Pronunciation.
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 Totally.
Or just the spelling.
See, yeah,
Robot
either
Master's
or.
Not Mirage.
Right. The Knight of Fun.
Can't see him. He's invisible.
And according to the toy listings for Kyoryuger, there'll be at least 10 individual mecha, with probably a lot more on the way, because they're taking full advantage of that battery shit.
Well, and also they have kind of the interchangeable. It looks like they have like the interchangeable connectivity, kind of like
Aberranger.
Go-Onger, or I guess Aberranger. I like so I didn't miss that. So
Dino Gowranger.
But I'm thinking Go-Onger, so, you know, esque in that way.
The arms.
Yeah.
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 You're trading out the arms utility and stuff. Yep. Wow.
And also Aberranger.
I'll be waiting for the U.S. release.
in 2017.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what encouraged me. They're going to have a hard time adapting some source footage from GoBusters because of the whole morphing sequences that are integrated into the fight scenes.
They'll just reshoot it.
Yeah.
They're going to do a lot of reshooting then for every episode.
Probably.
Oh, it's not like that hasn't happened before.
Yeah, they'll have to redo those.
And Megaforce is starting early next month.
On the 2nd.
It's this Saturday.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I already have it set in my TiVo. So.
Right now, my only expectation is that they start with episode 1, and I don't even think they're going to make that.
it looks like they start with episode 2, actually.
What, really?
See?
Yeah.
Really? Really? Really?
Yeah. What's the name in the TiVo listing for the episode? Because we have a full listing of Megaforce episodes now.
It's real generic. It's just Megaforce. But everything in the preview is showing the UFO monster, which was from the 2nd episode. Which, I mean, actually kind of makes sense because they're going for like the fact that the monsters, the bad guys are supposed to be aliens. So it kind of makes sense.
Not much of importance happened in the first episode of Ghost Ager other than a lot of meeting the kid.
And also they were untransformed for a lot of that.
And didn't even have a monster of the week that episode.
Yeah, they just fought grunts, didn't they?
No, they fought that mole thing, didn't they?
Oh, right.
The dirt thing. But that's what I'm saying. Ghost Ager Red was untransformed for most of that sequence, so they would have had to reshoot that whole thing anyway.
And
so
if they're cutting it down to 20 episodes, they kind of have to chop up the time length a little bit.
Yeah.
Exactly. So thematically and everything, I think it makes sense to start with the 2nd episode anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not doing the angel stuff. They're not doing the, all that with all the untransformed. Nah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they're starting with, the 2nd Ghost Ager episode's worth of footage as long as the 1st episode of Megaforce has, origin information or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or some kind of introduction to the characters at all.
Right.
It'd be funny if they cut it down to 20 episodes by cutting out all the human sequences, so it's just morph sequences for the entire show.
Use all of them. Never untransform.
Well, look at the bright side, though. With only 20 episodes, there's no room for an adaptation of Nozomu.
But it does look like they've done some interesting...
No, they can still find a way.
Shut up. Shut
Looking
up!
The bios, they've done some interesting things because...
I'm reading the episode summaries. It says, meanwhile, Robo Knight comes closer to understanding humans when he meets a young boy.
Oh, God.
But see, it'll just be a one episode.
So this goes where now, you say?
But
just it be goes a one exactly episode. Where you think it goes.
He needs an adult.
Down the crapper.
But,
You mean up the crapper.
Promise you won't tell anybody.
Friends.
One of the things that they're doing, for example, is like it looks like the yellow and black ranger, instead of being a brother sister, which is sort of the complex that they went for in Ghost Ager, they're going to be like love interests.
Like, yeah,
it's more of an Oedipus complex.
Yeah, so like black like wants to get in yellow's pants more so than.
We don't know that wasn't the case in Japan.
Well, yeah, I don't think anybody's denying that's what was going on there, but there it was just, a specific fetish.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
He put his snake in her cat.
The only thing that kind of annoys me.
Oh, God. That
Red is, again, the sort of, new kid at school and stuff, so it's kind of. That seems like okay.
So
Red is the jerk ass.
Mm.
The Mystic Force.
Yeah, it's kind of like Mystic Force, I guess. Well, and.
Did you even actually watch any of Mystic Force?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Several episodes. Yeah, because he comes in out of nowhere on the bike and they're all like, please stay. And he's like, I don't even know you guys.
Then he takes over the entire show.
I got shit to do. I don't even believe in magic. And they're like, well, you should. Because then you could have these cool powers. He's like, yeah, but I don't want to.
So, do we have to cover Megaforce next week?
Yeah.
I guess we got at least.
I think we ought to talk about at least the first episode.
Look, I've got liners.
Assuming someone uploads it in time.
Look, I had liners recorded for this, so we have to at least do it a couple times.
Upload? It's on Nick. Who doesn't have Nick?
Me.
Well, I'll
probably. How am I going to watch it if I'm at work on Saturday morning?
It'll be rerun probably.
I don't
six
have
or
a TiVo.
Neither do I.
It'll probably be rerun six or seven times.
Oh my god! Am I going to have to like copy this for you guys?
Hold yes.
On. Yes.
Sure. Why not? If you can.
I guess I'll have to figure that out then. Because I can't.
I mean,
there's
no point in having Fort Max do it, who like actually knows about doing this stuff and has the awesome internet connection. JD,
look, I do not want him to take time away from doing other important series.
I don't even have a way to rip stuff from my TV.
Let me do the shit shows.
Just hold your cell phone in video mode up to the TV. Save, upload.
I can download the videos. I have the setup to download it from my TiVo box, so I should be able to do that.
Will we have to have a TiVo box to watch it back on?
No, I can save it in a whatever format you want. AVI, I guess.
MP4,
whatever.
RM.
RM. 1999.
We're so old, except for Fort Max.
Compress it to 40 megabytes.
That's right.
No, 20.
God. You're like,
Real Player.
You're trying to hold your magnifying glass up to the screen.
178 by 256.
Buffering.
Postage size stamp episodes of Beast Machines.
Postage size stamp episodes?
Postage stamp sized, whatever.
They're postage-sized stamp episodes.
Well, the rates have gone up, so that changed the word order.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay. You know what you mean.
Okay, so back along with actual news.
That was old news.
Okay, magazine scans for Wizard. Beast's upgrade form is tentatively called Beast Hyper, and we'll see more about that in March.
Whatever.
Why couldn't Hyper's it be, cool. Altered Beast?
That would be awesome.
And that's why it's not, because Wizard can't have anything awesome.
That's true.
So I'm guessing that Beast Hyper is going to get two shoulder capes?
Possibly.
Maybe he'll get three capes, one on each shoulder and the other one on his head.
Well, if they follow the media route, basically just make his asymmetrical stuff symmetrical.
Right.
Well, there is a...
And have a blue undersuit.
There's a Kamea, there's a Chimera thing too, because I think there's a, because even he hasn't done his kick strikes yet, I guess either. Because that's all on the driver too.
Oh, okay.
What kind of noise does the kick strikes make?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
I don't understand.
Because XV is dicks and he won't let me make the sounds from the driver.
Well, just make them yourself.
Yeah.
Well, there is a deal where it'll say, you activate the manse, and then you do the kick strike, and it'll say, special mix or something.
Oh, so it's like a combination of, say, Falco.
Yes.
So basically what you're saying is that his super mode is a mixtape.
Yes. So it'll do...
So he gives the super mode to friends.
Yes.
Yes, in the face.
He doesn't have any friends. He's a hobo.
Right.
What are you talking about?
So it's kick strike.
Every hobo is your friend.
Kameo's special mix. And
no one try that out in real life.
Because there's a Chimera special mix, too, that's all of them. That's all the four sounds. So that's why I say there's a kick strike off of that, too. So I don't wonder. But there's a hyper mix. Anyway, yeah. It's really.
Well, it'll probably be similar to the. Upcoming wizard form that it uses all the dragon parts.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the other part of the magazine scan. Kamen Rider Wizard all dragon, using the Drago timer to split into all four of the dragon forms at once, or uniting the powers into a single warrior, which is said to be bright red and three times as fast.
Hey.
Kamen Rider Wizard.
Wait, to unite all the elements, doesn't he need a fifth element of heart?
Yes.
He is that.
By your power combined. The Haruto has no heart.
I am Kamen Rider.
Planet.
Which looks great because he's got the big f-ing claws and the dragon sticking out of his chest and the tail off the back and wings is gaudy as hell.
I just like that his upgrade device is a power glove.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
So does it still look like he's wearing a raincoat in his super super mode? Okay.
Yes.
Sad trombone.
These rings don't fit at all.
Someone should speak to Japan about what looks cool and what looks dumb.
Because he would kind of
like to sit Japan down and say, "Look,
because he went
raincoats aren't awesome."
He went from looking cool with the black trench coat to
looking like April O'Neil.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same problem Super Tataba
had.
This
week.
Yeah.
You know, the yellow in that material just does not look good.
No, God, it looks terrible.
Super. But it probably is good on the budget.
I bet you on the back of his little yellow raincoat, there's a little duck.
Oh, my God.
Okay, any more news?
Yeah, merchandise. Let's see, coming out in this May is Figo Arts Kamen Rider X.
Woohoo! Yeah!
Is it an exclusive?
Not yet.
No.
Damn.
Nope. I'm going to be done. I've got everybody. I've got Rider Man on the way. That'll be it.
What about Amazon?
I've got Amazon.
Finally got your money?
Yep. They finally took my money. Everything came like last week. Like everything came on the same day, like Wednesday of last week. My driver, Amazon.
Yeah, he was tormenting the poor Shardicon host guest on RFC with his driver.
Oh, not only that.
Sharticon?
Yes.
Okay. So
they didn't think the name through very well.
So these dudes, these poor bastards were on RFC. Brian brought them on to talk about their convention. And we've been calling it Sharticon this whole time. And I keep making poop jokes, you know.
As you do.
And so I bring them on, and so they come on, and I'm like, all right, I got to know first thing, does this convention have anything to do with pooping? And they're like, no.
Yes, like, he went there.
Like, because it's Sharticon, you know, I'm like, well, actually, we pronounce it Sharticon. And I was like, oh, okay, and bless them, because I feel bad, because I'm like, I don't know how you get Sharticon out of Sharticon. Like they're missing a K, something in there.
Yeah,
they pronounce it Sharticon. That's how they came. Okay, well that's cool. I don't think they liked me for the rest of the episode.
Gee, I wonder why.
And
so, Paladin, were you embarrassed by proxy?
Constantly.
He wasn't there that week.
Oh.
No.
Different week.
Yeah. But, yeah. I was really kind of disappointed, too, because the poop thing sounded pretty fun, but no.
Oh, boy.
Now, to be fair, one of those guys was a pretty good sport about the whole thing.
He was.
The other guy looked like he didn't know what he was supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I imagine they'll have that look at the convention, too.
Yeah.
Did they get the other guy from Fun Pub?
Oh man!
Because if it was a poop convention, they could just press that into more shattered glass figures.
Yeah. You know what's sad about these rings? They don't even go over the tip of my finger.
Look at your penis.
You can get extended, you know.
I don't know that the 20s will fit though. That's what I'm concerned about. I guess they're only $5.
Put them on your penis.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna go on that either. But thanks though.
Okay. Because if you had a big ring, that would be great.
Yeah.
That would be a picture you should post.
A ring? One of the rings on my...
Here's a big ring.
Right.
Okay, JD, yeah. Here's what you do. Get your scrotum pierced and just wear a ring there.
Or your frenulum.
Frenulum, yeah. Okay.
Google it. At work, with Safe Search off.
I don't have any kind of internet connection at work, unfortunately, other than my phone.
Okay, so now that we've covered pierced scrotums, Paladin?
Okay, June web exclusives for Figo Arts. Phoenix Phantom, no surprise there. Wars Gill. Is anyone actually going to buy that f***ing thing?
Maybe.
Ken will.
Well, I would if it wasn't exclusive.
I'm kind of tempted, but those tassels kind of make me iffy, because if you look at the point where picture where he's just pointing forward, so are all the tassels.
But JD, you got your awesome friend connection in Japan.
Well, it's not about that. It's more like the cost.
Why do you care? Look at all the shit you've bought lately.
Well, that's the thing. I'm kind of low. I'm gonna have to actually sell some things now. So yeah.
Well, I'm still waiting to buy that damn Starscream.
I know.
Not buy it so much as pay you for the shipping for it.
Pay me for the shipping, right? But then So I'm on that. I do have a couple of things that are like that. Like I've got to ship that out, and I've got something else I've got to send. So
yeah. Fascinating. More news.
Okay, still on the list: Kamen Rider Cyclone.
From the double novel.
And from the Climax Heroes game.
Oh, he was in Climax Heroes too?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And Sagittarius Zodiart. The only non-statue, the f***ers. Then Deno Axe Form.
That's an exclusive?
Yes.
Yeah.
But going back to the month before, we found out that Liner Form will not be an exclusive.
Well, that makes sense.
Yay, Liner Form.
I don't really like Liner Form that much.
Well, you can enjoy your Climax Form figure arts and just be satisfied with that.
Actually, I can't. I sold that a while ago.
Well, you can't enjoy it anymore then.
That's right. But to be fair, I wasn't enjoying it that much when I had it either.
Well, maybe that's because Liner Form's a better design.
But that means Gun.
It is.
But that means Gunrod and Wing will all be exclusives then too.
Well, Wing was going to be an exclusive all along. There's really no.
Yeah, let's not kid ourselves about that.
Yeah, that's true.
Wing will be an event exclusive.
But Gunrod will be exclusive.
I mean, think about it this way, Ken. When the Deno figures in Sochaku Henshin were coming out, Wing Form was the first exclusive figure for that line, too.
Of course.
So.
Yeah.
Full circle.
So I guess 00 Form will be exclusive, too.
Probably.
They seem to be doing a lot more exclusives now when they see that certain things aren't selling at retail.
Well, they just really hate Americans buying their product, so they're just going to make everything an exclusive.
Well, also things like, you know, the Gokaiger red, and not red, or blue, green, and silver just kind of sitting there for months and months kind of probably didn't help.
Because they weren't Marvelous.
Along with all Forze and Oz's various.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oversat.
So they should have made crap.
I wonder if Vega Form is going to be an exclusive. Do we have any idea if Zeranos sold at all?
We'll check and see if it's available on HLJ.
Okay, someone go do that.
Time for shopping.
Oh, not again.
Anyways,
it went so well last time.
40 minutes later.
God.
Zeranos Altair Form is still in stock.
That's probably not a good sign. Yeah, that's not boding well for Vega.
Well, there's always SIC.
True. And you can actually buy that right now.
And it's amazing.
Well, anything else?
Yeah, the last piece of news this week is the PlayStation 3 game called Kamen Rider Batride War.
Oh, yeah.
I want that.
It's basically Dynasty Warriors... Kamen Rider, except made by Bandai instead of outsourcing it to Koei.
It's like they made a CD that fits firmly around my cock and strokes it.
If only my PS3 still worked.
See, PS3 is not where I thought you were going when I heard the P sound at the start of that statement.
Yeah.
Your PS-ness.
PS-ness.
Oh,
just cell processing or something. But yes, Kamen Riders in a Dynasty Warriors game. I am importing that shit.
Hopefully, it doesn't suck.
How could it possibly
suck?
There's always a way.
It's Kamen Rider Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah, but I mean, it's got a fair amount of riders in there. It looks like, and form switching seems to be a thing. And
I get to pick a rider and run around killing thousands of dudes?
Yes,
I'm sold.
Seems very likely.
Good. That's it. That's all I need to know. Can I be decayed and beat up a bunch of people? Sweet.
There's this one shot in the CG trailer where everybody's riding on their bikes, but Forze's just using his rocket.
That's awesome, though.
How poetic that is.
wait till you see the movie.
Fantastic. There's a stage for Skyrider where you need your power up form. You have to get beat up by the riders.
Yes. Just stand there and take it.
It's your training sequence. You're taking these punches very well.
I wonder if the game will have local multiplayer.
Oh, man. Team ups?
Mickey, you've got two PS3 controllers, right?
Probably.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man, if that did, that would be nice.
Mm. It probably won't.
Probably won't, but
that
would be nice.
That would be too much awesome in one place.
Yeah, you know.
Speaking of the Forza bike, I got mine in.
Cool. That's great. Any more news?
No, I think that's all the essentials.
Okay, good timing. All right, so it's time for Three Busters.
Boost up for Buster! Come on!
Oh, God.
And I did such like a 180 on these episodes after this week's.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It was a good thing.
Oh, okay. Well, good news, Ken. 46.
46?
That's where we need to start, right?
Yeah. Let's see. Episode 46. Last one we left with.
Short version.
Because I don't remember shit about episode 46.
Emoji episode was the last one y'all did, right?
I think. We'll go with that.
What's the emoji?
No, the mochi episode.
Oh.
So this starts out in the gym where Ryuji is only lifting up tiny weights in spite of the fact that he's the strongest one in the place. He just looks all dejected and depressed because Yoko chewed him out for being annoying. Because he was being annoying.
And if Yoko is chewing you out for being annoying?
No shit.
Precisely.
Let's be completely fair here. You know, Yoko is, 17 now, I guess. But,
yes,
you know, she's still a teenage girl, which means by definition she's an annoying bitch.
Yeah, counterpoint, maybe Ryuji wasn't being annoying. Maybe Yoko is being annoying.
Yeah.
By claiming that he was being annoying.
But regardless, he was trying to harass her about, you know, looking into schools for when they finish fighting the Vagras. So that way, you know, she can get a proper education. Because she's stupid. This is what she's trying to say. He's trying to say it nicely, but, you know.
Because it's like, you know, Yoko, this whole homeschool thing's not really working out.
It's like, you have to study. Please, for the love of God.
Study.
It ain't working that way, boy.
To the point where he follows her into the women's restroom and then gets really yelled at. Has shit thrown at him.
Not literally.
No.
That came out wrong.
Hot. That's awesome.
I think it came out perfectly.
So,
apparently it came out well enough.
They have only one card that they don't know the location of, number 13. And J.E. is looking for something in a case. And it says it's gone, and he just runs out.
I have lost something.
Nobody pays him any mind.
It's Jay.
There's a signal.
For change.
He's probably drunk by himself.
Off and with Hiromu in the van with Ryuji because Yoko has hijacked Nick.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Nick doesn't really mind Yoko taking him for a ride, if you know what I mean.
I'm sure.
Precisely.
Once they get all the way out into the woods, Ryuji finally realizes, hey, wait, this is odd. They don't usually pop up completely non-play.
Like, wait, something's bridge, wrong get here.
5 minutes into the woods, like, oh, wait. Something's f***ed up. But then Enter arrives, as does Escape. Yay.
Oh, hooray.
Although Escape is acting even more vapid than normal. And
how can you tell?
How can you tell?
Yeah, I know, it's impressive, isn't it? But she doesn't recognize any of them, and she does her introduction again. This is the first of about 5 times we'll see it in the next few episodes. So they morph, and Ryuji actually tosses that camera thing up that we saw in the first episode. That way they can see what's going on, but we haven't seen again since.
Good continuity.
Oh, yeah. But at least it, you know, makes sense. So they fight and fight and fight.
And
escape.
Keep on fighting until... Oh, wait, no, that's G Gundam.
Yes! The Gundam of Gundam can be crowned. Anyway, Escape transforms, and she has flower things all over her. As well as...
It's a metaphor for her vagina.
Although the flower shoots fire for some reason.
Because it's a
metaphor for her vagina.
I'm Escape, and I'm very good.
It's the syphilis.
Yes. So she and Ryuji fight while he is confused as hell. And
it's a pretty sweet flip through the suspension bridge wires.
Yeah, he does. I was like, really kind of a dangerous stunt. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Hiromu and Enter fight, and Yoko just takes out the bugglers.
Ha ha, girl.
Yeah. Kind of a neat fight between Ryuji and Escape on the suspension bridge, as was mentioned, until she finally fricassees him enough that he goes berserk. And then Ryoko runs up, and he tries to shoot her.
Hooray!
Although I don't think it had anything to do with being berserk.
Then the suspension bridge gets blown up after Yoko is narrowly saved by Misato. And they fall into the river, or at least just Ryuji, and escape. Hiromu tries using his finishing attack on Enter, but it doesn't seem to do any good. And Enter has his sword pointed at his throat. Not a euphemism.
Hot.
But Enter's like, just, you know, peace out. I'm done here. Leaving a very confused Hiromu.
Well, what else is new?
Well, yeah. So they go searching for Ryuji down the river. Usada can't fly away.
Wait, did Inoue write this?
Yeah. Kobayashi. So apparently the Lyo is a better thing to go down the river. You would think that just, you know, like, walking down it might be good, considering he has, like, super speed and whatnot, instead of a large, cumbersome lion robot, but hey! I'm not the
No, no, this makes perfect sense.
It's much more cost-effective to use a CGI than actually film someone walking.
Right. Plus, it's easier to sell the toy if you continually have it in the show.
Yeah, so Nick and Masato are also searching, and Masato's like, yeah, I had no idea where the f*** they went. I barely got him to let me transform. And meanwhile, Ryuji wakes up on a beach. Oh, this looks like O's. I think this might be the same place as the end of O's, actually. Which is
it
a good
is.
Oh, God. Kobayashi, why do you like this?
Well, because it's easy to acquire the rights to film there.
Ah, yes. So, Escape is able to get Ryuji to go berserk by just, like, switching his face. Which, okay.
How does that work?
It apparently does. Although the effect when he transforms and it then shows for visor is that use of the fact that their visors are reflective, that they it's only been a source of, oh, you can see the camera guy for most of the series.
I know, that was kind of badly planned, don't you think?
Yeah.
Looks awesome, but whoops.
Yeah. Get that camera guy every episode, pretty much.
He is the sixth GoBuster.
So when Ryuji transforms, they can pick up on him, and everybody takes off. Ryuji and Escape fight with Ryuji bouncing back and forth and out of the water, and every time he comes out of it, he ends up going berserk again. Of course, he transports Gorosaki for Power Morphin on the one moment where he's not berserk, but then he goes berserk again with Gorosaki trapped inside him.
Okay. That sounds wrong, too.
Yeah, it's kind of a convoluted way to get back and forth between there. But, so they get a plan that Hiromu will distract Escape while...
Yeah, that's gonna end well.
Yeah, while Yoko saves Ryuji. Yeah.
Yellow 4!
So, Kurosaki even tries to stop Escape, which just gets him blasted. And, actually, Ryuji's beat-up costume kind of looks...
Oh, it looked really good.
It looked really awesome. You got to see the actor doing all that stuff, too. So,
and you know, they had the budget to do that because there was no monster suit created for this episode.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So plus one for practical effects, even if I don't care why the f*** any of it's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, so he really fights Escape while Yoko gets the f***ing shit beaten out of her by Ryuji.
Yellow 4!
So rad.
Absorb his fist with your face!
He knees her in the gut. He just beats the ever-loving shit out of her until finally he sees, after she untransforms, that she has a scraped knee. He shoots
her. Oh my!
She's Gorosaki too. But that gives him a flashback to when Yoko was a little girl and she had scraped her knee and he helped her, and then when she graduated middle school, and when she...
Oh, God, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Apparently on the diploma thing, the principal's name is actually the last name of the five men.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Kind of that could, if you consider in continuity with Gokaiger, that could be entirely, it's kind of a neat thing.
Ken's sound seems to be coming and going.
Yeah. Me?
Well, it's more that there's a lot of stuff in Go Busters that is similar to five men in different ways.
Is my sound still going?
I don't know. We'll have to see how you talk.
Okay. So regardless, Yoko rushes towards Ryuji, and apparently he cannot hit something that is, right in front of him. So he special busters her in the face.
Yellow four.
Yeah, she's legal enough now, right?
I heard the hand cheer. I heard that happened.
And she drops him in the water. Pulls him down. Isada picks him up, and Hiromu has taken an escape to a warehouse and is fighting her there. When finally Jay shows up with Masato. And then they have a really, actually very cool fight between the Steel Busters and Hiromu with Escape, where they use Hiromu's super speed really kind of interestingly, I think. Pretty well choreographed. And then Yoko shows up with the Lyo Buster. They shoot her in the face. She blows up. Hey, she's dead again. Except
not.
Yeah.
He has a stag beetle, which is what Jay has been looking for, which he materializes into a metaroid, which he's not supposed to be able to do because it's an organic object. And then he turns a flower into Escape. Yeah, because he's evolved enough to infect organic objects. And he has backups of Escape and himself.
Backup.
And that's episode 46. So what? Oh wait, we still have two more.
That's just weird.
Although, if that was the only episode we had to do for Go Busters this week, you did that in like 10 minutes. That would have been awesome otherwise.
Yeah. 47 then.
So I like the mystery of Jay is that he lost his bug.
Yeah.
And, okay.
In this next episode, though, you kind of almost get the feeling that maybe originally, like, a stag beetleroid was supposed to be more kind of significant, considering it's what Jay is based off of. But
no. Nah.
Like, this was originally intended to be a Jay-focused episode before they decided to never, ever focus on him.
Yeah, it's kind of like the feeling I got as, like, that's almost... Because they, in this next episode, they just kind of blow through the stag beetleroid. And it's like, this really feels like they should have... They were going to use this for another purpose, considering what it is, but...
Jay must always be the C-plot.
Yeah.
Well, plus, it's kind of hard for him to be doing silly stuff in the background if he's actually the focus.
But then he can be doing silly stuff in the foreground.
He can do good stuff in the foreground. Remember when he wanted Yoko to suck the sap from his wood?
Well, he's not allowed to be in episodes anymore. It's like, guys, you can't do this.
Yeah.
Remember those times that he was drunk in the street beating on the front door to the base?
God, yes.
Oh, good times. So, anyway, episode 47. Escape is being really creepy and leany on Enter, which is...
Hot.
Considering she's like his sister? Not so much.
And his child?
Yeah.
No, the undertones. Oh...
Well, Enter is French.
Undertones. These are overtones.
So Escape introduces herself yet again.
Okay, now at this point I have to interrupt. While Mickey and I were watching this episode last week, we kind of figured out why they started doing this with Escape.
Okay.
It's so they would never have to write new Escape dialogue again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Because, 5 minutes, blow her up, start a new one, and just, recycle.
Copy paste.
This episode, even Enter gets that idea, but we'll get to that. Enter's like, I have contingencies for my contingencies. And he's like, you can't beat me.
It's like the dog saw.
And he's like, and Hiram's like, the hell I can? He's like, oh, you can't. Not saying why yet. But he's going to evolve and be not just human, a perfect human, as he, you know, infects humanity and takes it over and becomes the ultimate life form. Wait, he's Shadow the Hedgehog now.
I love how, like, enters, like, yeah, you can't hurt me. And they're like, I'll just blow you up again.
He's like, blow you up again more. Your data interested me. So I took it. He's like, what the f*** you mean? Chicken.
Enter is like the best villain ever.
Thus, we have the plot for this episode.
It's like JD was saying.
For all the shortcomings GoBusters has, Enter makes it work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Enter's not just a good Sentai villain. He's just a plain good villain.
Period. So Masada realized, okay, Hiromu's down, Ryuji's down. Let's get the f*** out of here, Jay.
Let's see. Let's count.
But they're all more powerful than us. Okay, we're out.
Peace.
Run away! Decision. Run away!
Let's scoot.
Run away.
Let's running.
Yes. So back at base, Ryuji is blanketed in cooling pads. Jay is sitting off to the side, huddled up in a fetal position. And Hiromu is like, well, this sucks. So he has an idea. He has to overcome his fear. So he puts himself in a pen full of chickens. starts a little...
This begins a montage of...
although points to them for filling the command center thing there with a pen full of chickens.
Yeah, and him standing in there with the chickens. So they have another idea. Everybody holds up signs as he walks along, and they start with the cutesy chickens, and that gets more and more realistic until you get to Nyx, who has a fully realistic-looking chicken picture, and then he crosses the finish line, and then Masada.
And then there's a present waiting for him.
Hey,
the surprise! Masada's a dick.
And then Hiromu just passes out. Whoops.
Masada
sensors maxed.
Masada looked like a chicken luchador.
Sadly, the toy probably doesn't say that.
Oh,
I know. It almost makes you want one, then you realize it's not going to say that.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, Enter and Escape are walking along, and he sticks his sword at Escape. Not a euphemism. And he seems disappointed when she doesn't try to blow his head off. Interesting. Back at base, Hiromu is... Well, he has another idea. So that can end well. Yes. So the next morning, they have an enemy Megazord coming in, a beta type, and that the Stag Beetleroid is making trouble. Jay proclaims that he will go and defeat the Stag Beetle himself, and they're like, no. No. You handle the Megazord, but no. You handle the Megazord, you get the C-plot.
God damn it.
I like how Jay says, he's my best friend. He says this to Masato, too.
Wow.
Also, earlier when he uses transport to summon his bug cage.
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome. You will get back in this cage.
So, they show up to face off with the Stag Beetleroid, and Enter and Escape also show up. Escape starts to step out, and then, you know, and there's like, you know, bitch, can you turn around? And he cuts her down. And he's like, no, never mind. I'll make another one. It's just like...
And that's where Escape becomes comedy gold.
Yeah.
Because she's Escape the disposable bitch.
Masada's faces are the best when he does that. He's like, ooh la la, how unseemly. I don't know what came over me. Enter is the best.
Yeah.
Enter has learned that real dolls just aren't that much fun.
Meanwhile, the Stagbuster machine is actually fighting a Metaroid that actually has more done to it than normal, than just like, you know, like a extra arm or something. What the f***? That kind of shows me that this seems like it was something that was supposed to be more significant, because they actually made a full prop for the Megazord.
Honestly, I don't think I paid a lick of attention to what the Megazord looked like since episode 10.
Yeah, no.
I just kind of tuned them out as generic robot.
So, they start fighting the Stag Beetleroid, at least Masato and Hiromu do while Yoko and Ryuji take care of Escape. And he tries, you know, pulling the chicken trick, even including pulling out a picture. But every time he does, Misato slashes him, Yoko shoots him.
And Ryuji spanks his leather-clad bottom.
So apparently, this is for your own good.
Once he starts freezing up, kick the shit out of him.
And that's his best answer.
Well, it worked.
It's special training.
That's I'm not sure about, which part frightens me more.
You know, that's the thing, like, long running of this show, though. It's like, as a leader, Hiromu sucks.
Yeah.
Because he's really, his only concept for anything is just to fight it.
Yeah.
Punch it, kick
at
it,
the,
hit it.
In the next episode, but they have a kind of a neat finisher where Misato rides on the volcanic attack.
Yeah.
And
oh,
then falls
God,
on his
yeah.
face when they're done.
That was the
yeah.
best part of that.
Yeah. They come out of it, and then Misato just falls flat on his face. So they fight the Megazord, la-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-dee. They blow it up. Doesn't really matter. And then they blow it up. And then apparently each escape copy gets weaker and weaker because Ryuji and Yoko destroy this one just by punching and kicking it with powered custom.
Well, you know, it's the law of returning Sentai villains.
Yeah. Right. Except now it's just like, that was like the fourth escape, I think. Third escape.
No, the next episode, it'll just be like...
apparently, one thing that Enter has gained is anger, because they, you know, talk smack to him, and he gets really pissed off. And then he starts to beat the shit out of them. So he's like, you know what? Actually, go ahead, shoot me. Come on. You bad. Bring it. So, you're like, okay, sure.
I'd never say that again, Ken. No.
Say it all the time.
No. No.
That was the best part of your description of that moment.
That was the impression that, you know, Enter gave me. But he was like, okay, sure. So they blow him up. And they're like, oh, is that it? Did we beat him?
And of course, Hiromu's answer is, yeah, I think so. Good job, fearless leader.
And of course, then Jay realizes, oh, wait, my stag beetle was on my leg the whole time. He was hibernating.
Mm.
And then
that's our Jay.
The last track. So, happy ending. They go to walk off and try to figure out where the 13th card is. Oh, wait, Enter is reborn from pipes?
Yes. Pipes. Okay. Not an unfortunate euphemism at all there.
So, apparently, then he points out, oh yeah, by the way, my backup is you, Redbuster.
Dun dun dun.
And we see in Hiromu's eye that the 13th card is indeed inside him.
No way. That is a nice twist, but it's totally like, what?
Also notable in this preview for the Gokaiger versus Go-Buster movie is that we see some shots of the previous Megazords returning, and they made a new Daijujin costume.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Only it doesn't have small hands for holding the weapon.
it always had big hands.
Yeah, it always had big block hands for scenes where it didn't pick anything up.
Yeah. The only weapon now, Daijujin always had a big block hand that had the sword with it.
You know, I almost can't help but think. See, it's like
it was Goryujin that didn't.
They're probably not going to get much work out of a new Daijujin costume. I kind of almost wonder if they're just going to like ship it to Saban.
They usually do.
Yeah, but this especially, because that could actually be of use to Saban for next year, too.
Well, Saban usually gets the mecha suits.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like that would be a good specific reason to pick out Daijujin.
So are they going to keep it in the basement or in the gun?
Okay, anyway, 48, this week's episode. And at this
almost
point,
there.
At this point, I was kind of like, you know, all this escape stuff is kind of weird, and I'm not really sure how I feel about where they're going with it. And then this episode
happens. It's hilarious.
Yeah. But this episode,
so they realize this character's terrible. Let's just abuse her for the rest of the series and laugh at how much she sucks.
This episode is
she's under contract.
Yeah. You have to be in up to episode 48. How do we do this? So apparently, when they first fought after they came back from destroying Messiah, when Enter had punched him in the gut and he fell to his knees, that was exactly when he had put the card inside him.
That's probably why he fell to his knees, because he shoved a piece of plastic into his abdomen. Ow!
Well, it could have been worse. He could have shoved it, you know, into his rectum.
Yeah.
Then as a prostitute, like, take credit cards.
Oh.
Swipe.
Oh, they stick like the iPhone, you know, swiping thing up in there. And just...
The iPhone swiping thing?
Well, you know, they
apparently
have...
Apparently Ken is familiar with this transaction. You know, you go to your prostitute and they have the little card reader on top of their iPhone, you know.
No, it's right. It's the iPhone swiping thing.
Right.
Anyway,
not to be confused with the handy. Not to be confused with the iPhone wiping thing, which is the toilet paper app.
Right.
Okay, so anyway, it's the Enter's backup, which is inside Hiromu, as we have established, creates a backup of Enter every time he is destroyed, and also every time any of the other Metaroids gather data from the cards, it automatically goes into the 13th card, which is how he still has all of the data from all of the cards they have destroyed at this point.
So the card is equipped with a time machine.
Well, no, it's a backup. It's like, you know,
it's a Mac joke.
It's like wireless.
Oh,
Mac. Oh,
Mac. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So do you have to pay taxes when they swipe your card, Ken?
Anyway, randomly,
over
time left another Kyoreager commercial in there.
Hey. Yeah, they're putting the commercial in the middle of the episode now. So you're just gonna next week's gonna be a picture in picture during the fight scene. Last episode, it's just gonna be nothing but 30 minutes of commercial for Kyoreager.
It's like Fox, where they just put it at the bottom of the.
They do that in this episode for GoBusters versus Gokai.
Yeah.
The last episode is going to be the entire episode of GoBusters in a picture-in-picture window in the upper right-hand corner, and the rest of the screen is going to be nothing but ads.
So, needless to say, this is kind of getting to Hiromu, and when they analyze his data, they see that it is so broken up inside him that they can't just, like, isolate it. So, basically, Hiromu needs to be defragmented.
Well, that is basically what they say.
Can they get Bob and Glitch to put him back together?
Meanwhile, Hiromu is running himself
Glitch Bob.
From Reboot, I'm guessing.
It worked last time.
So Hiromu is running himself ragged to distract himself, and while Nick is chewing him out for it. And, you know, the thing about this whole plan is that, okay, so what would happen if the Metaroids had ever won against Hiromu? And I'm thinking, like, oh, that's it. Enter realized that none of the Megazords, none of the Metaroids would actually beat them. So he figured out a way to get around that.
He's Enter.
Yeah, that's kind of like the brilliant thing about it. It's like he knew, like, since episode, what is it, 33 when he came back, that none of these monsters are going to beat them. So I got to try something else. And he did try something else. And it worked. And it's just kind of like a retroactively brilliant plan.
Yeah.
But anyway, Yoko also comes up and is like, you know, hey, don't worry yourself out. And he's like, but Hiromu just kind of shrugs it off. It's like, whatever.
I'm going to let the smart guys do
like,
their thing.
Don't worry yourself too much.
Yeah, I really like how, in retrospect, this whole dumb plan of the cards collecting data has a point.
Yeah, it's kind of like they pulled a fast one on the audience.
But it worked.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
Yeah, and initially, you know, we're like, oh, God, cards, no, you know.
Well, because Abbott, right after the terrible retool and Messiah killing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, this is dumb.
Yeah.
And then fooled you, it's actually brilliant.
Yeah.
Because it's Enter. Okay, meanwhile, out in the woods, Enter is bringing Escape back, this time with a snake.
Ew. It's scroll all over again, and I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, so she starts randomly trying to shoot him, and he's like, if you had not gathered that data on love, I doubt I would be feeling this way. And I'm like,
Oops.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's okay, because then he calls her corrupt data and basically just says, go do whatever, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, he does.
Go be happy.
And then weird things happen.
Yeah, this is where the like, you know, it's like it's like Bandai the executive months back said, "Oh, GoBusters is too dark." It's like Kobayashi heard that and like, "Oh yeah."
I'm going to go all ladies on you.
And a puppy.
Too dark. So she starts snatching up random animals, and it's less us eating crow and more her.
Oh, that.
I'm serious. This is the sort of stuff that we haven't seen since the 80s.
Yeah, it's like Showa Sentai shit. I'm like,
she ate a dog.
Yeah.
Eat the dog, you bastard!
You killed Pigeon in format 001.
So, back at base, as Escape is running around the city consuming wildlife, they come out with a plan with Jenga sticks. Where they have one
plan. All plans involve Jenga.
Big budgets here.
So here's the deal. We take a drink, and then we try to take out.
For Hiro's data. The next person gets a drink.
Yeah, it's actually a decent plan, because when, you know... When they're transported,
Well, you know, this works in Star Trek.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, that's a good sign.
I've seen this episode of Star Trek before.
This is the episode where Pulaski saw the naked 12-year-old and got sick and they took off all of her makeup.
Okay. Yeah, it's that one.
So, the plan is transport Hiromu, remove the corrupt data as they do it, and, you know, they count them. And then Masato builds the thing back up. He stares at it for a second and he's like, knocks it back over, and they're like, he's like, no, I'm cool, but you know, he's like, yeah, this is not gonna.
Shouldn't he be worrying about his data too? Wasn't one of the cards holding that?
He's not.
And that's probably why he did that.
No, the reason why he did that is because, like, Jenga doesn't work backwards. The goal is for it to fall apart, and he realized that because he's smart.
Or that, and then because it didn't work right, we have Hiromu guts all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, no.
It's like a one in a million chance that it could actually work, and then he went through every possibility of however many ways Hiromu could blow up.
No, see, what it would be is, if it didn't work quite right, it would just be that scene from Star Trek The Motion Picture.
Yes, what we got back here didn't live very long.
Thankfully.
Scene where they flew up space for an hour and a half.
So, anyway, Hiromu comes in and he's like, oh, okay, later guys, and then he goes out. Meets up with Nick. Nick actually has almost a kind of cool scene where he walks out and he's like, where are you going? And then he just transforms into a bike. And everybody's like, where the f*** are you going? You're not going to go fight Enter. He's like, yes, he is. You know he is. Are you planning to die? Well, maybe.
He's like, I'm on Nick. I don't know where I'm going.
Kuroki's like, steal the bulkheads. And like, Morshi says, okay. And then they steal the bulkheads and trap Ryuji and Yoko from
Open the blast doors! Open the blast doors!
Meanwhile, Escape is Penis Worst Nightmare walking around.
Did you say Penis Worst Nightmare?
He does.
He did. Totally. It's Penis' Worst Nightmare.
Because I'm just saying it's accurate.
It's the syphilis.
You got fur and, you know, animal stuff all
eating
over.
The snake.
Yeah. Meanwhile, back up on that morning, on top of a building, Hiromu is contemplating jumping off.
No, don't do it. You have so much to live for.
Again, that thing where it's like, oh, dark, huh? But
I think I saw this episode of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
You know, then, this was a different kind of...
Enter comes up and he says the best thing. It's like, you know, you don't have... there's plenty of ways I can hurt you without killing you. In fact, a comatose backup would probably be the best thing.
You know, if this was a different kind of series, I would love to see a montage of Hiromu just trying to kill himself in, you know, more and more different ways and Enter having to save him over and over.
Groundhog Day, but, you know.
Yeah.
But with suicide.
In the background.
Suicide and Groundhog Day.
Meanwhile, the other four busters are looking for Hiromu, but they get sidelined by Escape, who transforms into an even more grotesque form.
Oh my god, this thing is terrifying.
Yes.
Isn't it, though?
The three eyes on one side of the mask are what just puts me over the edge and, oh god, get it away.
I think she might have absorbed a spider somewhere along the way.
Yeah. The beetles are going to, you know, distract her, but she's like, nope, tentacle rape time.
Intro quote.
So they power custom, and so it's just the four of them versus Escape. Meanwhile, Enter and Hiromu are fighting, and Nick notices that Enter's starting to fight a lot more like Hiromu. So they try the volcanic attack. And so
does he.
Yes, that's what I was saying. So does Enter. And he's got the speed and all that stuff.
It's well, not very effective.
No, it's not for Hiromu anyway.
The speed of the cheetah and the strength of the bear.
Yeah, so meanwhile, the other four busters kind of wail into Escape with everything they have. Again, then again, until she turns into a giant form.
Which looks a lot like the Zeta Megazord.
Yeah. You
like when they bust up to go on cannonball and just shoot her to death.
So they form Go Buster King.
Oh, that's right. They had Megazords that combined. I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know, right?
So oh did the toy stores.
Yes. So Go Buster King fights her, and then it's kind of an yet again underwhelming Megazord fight. And then Escape is dead again. Hiroichi
it won't
looks
last.
Kind of upset about it, I guess, maybe, sort of.
I hated you and loved you.
Mostly hated.
But a little bit of love.
Hate's the best love.
They had the best hate sex.
And another intro quote.
So, flashback to the puppet episode where they were apparently.
Wait, what? Oh, this isn't about the hate sex. Okay, never mind.
Oh. Where Inter learned about human anatomy, and he's thinking of the best.
Wait,
way
what?
Where the Metroid had his hand shoved up Jin's ass.
Yeah, exactly. So he's trying to contemplate the best way to injure Hiromu terminally, so that way, you know.
No, not terminally, on. Just, you know, chronically.
Comatose.
He doesn't want terminal, that's right.
Yeah, terminal bad.
Well, I mean, Hiromu's going to die at some point anyway. They could just wait it out.
60 years later! We finally got you, Enter!
After the world is, you know, nothing. So, Hiromu has Nick activate the volcanic attack again. Only just time, just the fire. He grabs Enter from behind.
Whoa.
And then there was a slight burning sensation.
And then Enter's like, ooh la la, what have we here, Red Buster?
Oh my.
Yet again, he's the best villain.
Yeah, I know.
Is that your Buster sword, or are you just happy to see me?
Yeah, so...
little from column A, a little from column B.
Roma points out that's like, you know, if I'm on fire like this for 2 minutes, I'll die. So if you don't pull out your card, so will you.
Don't pull out of me. We're yeah. both going to die.
Yeah, pretty much.
It'll get too hot for both of us.
Like, I know you can do it.
GoBusters ever.
So yeah. So then Enter blows up. But apparently he had shielded Hiromu so that
with
way he could die. Yeah, with his tentacles. Again, tentacles
wrapped all around him.
Yeah, tightly.
Loving embrace,
pressing every inch of his body.
So Enter blew up, protected Hiromu, and then Enter just revives. It's like,
and now he's even the best part of all three of these episodes.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, every time I revive, I get stronger and stronger, and you know.
You know, him and Phoenix are to compare notes.
And Enter does it better.
Yeah, and, he does.
And then his face turns into Romus for a second.
That was so gross.
Ew. Ew.
Creepy.
And then so you get Hiromu like trying to act like Enter again for the second time in the series for a moment. Only this time he does a bit better, because that is creepy as f***. But Enter has another little surprise, and he walks off.
Let's morph in.
Morph in. And then the episode just ends there.
Yes.
Doesn't show you anything. And, of course, this would be where you should not watch the preview, but...
That's right.
The preview...
But they spoil it all anyway.
Yeah.
Well, first in the ending...
I want a goddamn figure of that. Oh
we
my
won't
god,
get it.
I want that figure.
Here's the problem with that, Mickey. It would be the Red Buster mold.
With extra awesome crap added on it.
Yeah, totally.
I don't really care if it can't move. It just needs to look awesome sitting on a shelf. With its foot sitting on top of Red Buster.
Well, okay, I mean, looking at it this way, though, if the choice is between this or enters regular monster form...
Oh, this, definitely.
Yeah.
So we get Evil Red Buster next week, and that is apparently enters final form. And when I first heard about this, I thought, oh, God, they're just going to, you know, do a repaint of Red Buster's costume. It's not.
No, it's a whole new... It's a whole new helmet, and I think a new jacket, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's a new everything, pretty much.
It does look pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That moment, though, when he says let's morphing, and he just says let's and pauses, like, I tensed up and got goosebumps.
It was pretty awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I couldn't believe they were actually able to salvage the show this late in the run.
Well, and it's what we wanted all along, too. Enters the final villain, and he's doing it the best way possible. He's turning into an evil ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and he's also doing it by being smarter than everyone else in the show, which is what we've always liked about him.
Yeah, yes.
Like, really smarter than everybody else in the show, because the GoBusters actually winning all this time was actually all a part of his plan.
I hope the Versus movie has a lot of scenes with Enter and Bosco together.
Oh, yes. That would be amazing.
You know what also is amazing about Enter? When he dies, he comes back stronger instead of half strength.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He's like the reverse of Sentai villains in that.
Well, here's the thing. He's not a monster of the week.
Well, neither was Escape, although she kind of turned into one the past few weeks.
Yeah.
Although even, like, you know, generals, when they come back in movies and shit, they're weaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, Escape just sucks more, so, you know, she gets there first.
In every possible way.
Yeah. All right, well, that was GoBusters.
Even though Escape comes back weaker, she comes back better because she becomes more amusing every time she dies.
Yes.
Yeah.
The best part was like when Enter just, you know, struck her down and he's like, oh, my bad.
It was a total hexadecimal moment for him.
I know. Oh, 2 episodes left.
Wow.
I'm glad we're getting 50 episodes of GoBusters.
Yeah. Now, if they can just manage to not screw it up.
They still might, to be honest.
Well, presumably there were some production delays with Kururujer, which is the same sort of thing that led to Change Man getting 55 episodes.
Good lord. Wow.
That was to really f*** something up. I forgot to cast the show.
What is that?
They forgot to build, their Flashman's Megazord.
Alright, we're ready to film. Bring in the Megazord. The what?
Does that make Change Man the second longest series, with the Go Ranger being the first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, also like in this episode when Escape disappears, she disappears from the crotch out.
Yeah,
I noticed that. Like that's where Reggie focuses on.
Yeah. Oh man, I was hoping that would go last.
He's like, I never got to stick it in that.
Damn. Yeah, he's looking.
Well,
at,
maybe
like,
next week.
I wonder if there's still time.
What are you doing?
E-stim.
Okay, well, now that we've finished with GoBusters, all the fun's over, so let's take a break and we'll come back and do 3 weeks of Wizard.
God damn it.
Superhero time. Just watch the shows. It's faster.
What's that?
Do you have insurance on this car?
No.
It must be Eagle Man.
I've got something for you.
Okay, so now we have 3 episodes of Wizard.
Yay.
JD?
Remember when we were excited for Wizard?
Okay.
No.
I'm not even... Like, this is so f***ing pointless because every episode's the same. So, let's hit the good highlights.
Yes, please.
So, let's see.
The thing that happened, then it ended.
I'm basically going to do the 2 episodes together because I can't remember
three
what
episodes.
The two go together and then the one from today. Sorry. Anyway,
well,
so,
you know, we don't need to, like, forget an episode of Wizard here or anything.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Excellent JD talk.
Yeah. So, anyway. So we get a little bit more on Beast in this 2-part. I mean, one, we get to see, like, his origin. Where, you know, I had hope that, like, he would have, like, a job or something. Because part of his origin is when he was in college and he was a archaeology student, he was climbing a mountain.
You know,
he was climbing that one ruin that is the one ruin in just about every series.
You know,
ruin, Japan.
As he was about halfway through telling his backstory, I had really hoped that it would get to the end and he's like, oh no, I just made all that up.
Yeah. But no.
That could have been funny.
That's why they didn't do it.
He hits a medallion thing and falls in a hole and then finds another medallion, you know, another like carving looking thing.
He has a Transformers Armada moment. Oh, there's a glowing thing. I should touch it.
Yeah, exactly. So he gets the ring and the driver comes out of it. And then a bunch of ghouls come out to attack him. And the driver thing's like, hey, put me on. I'll help you out. He's like, okay. So he does. And then he doesn't know what to do. And then he puts the ring in the thing and it activates. And then he turns into Beast and he kicks their ass. And the Chimera starts talking to him. He's like, all right, cool. So, yeah, by the way, I'm the Chimera and I live in the belt. And now I live inside of you. And I eat ghouls and phantoms. And you're going to feed them to me, or you're going to die.
But he doesn't know what a gate is.
You know, aside from that, though, Chimera seems like a pretty decent guy.
Yeah, I mean, other than that sort of dickish thing, yeah. I mean, he does seem
Now, to be fair, his dickish thing saved his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It did, but it also wouldn't have been probably in danger. Because I think, you know, we're coming to this point where it seems to be that the phantoms inside of people and even the dragon inside of Haruto is sort of like they're not good people.
No. Probably not the Chimera either.
Probably not the Chimera either.
But you know, these episodes, I mentioned it a little bit in the pre-show, but they really kind of make me go from just kind of feeling it on Haruto to kind of hating him. Because he does not give the first flying shit about the fact that Nito needs to eat phantoms to survive.
Yeah, he's way more concerned about, you know, taking care of the gates and not like.
And the thing is, you know, Nito's kind of just.
The two goals don't have to be mutually exclusive to each other there.
Yeah, it's like Nito is just as much of a victim as any of the gates because he didn't know this would happen. He kind of just wandered into it.
Well, and he can help out. And now, of course, it's a little bit of a character flaw on his part. Where it's sort of like they stole mine and Fort Max's DNA and spliced it together because he has this habit of not letting people finish their sentences.
So wait, what you're saying is that he would call to himself from across a room and ignore himself.
That's actually very possible. that's actually very possible, but it's also the mayonnaise. So he has this bad habit of like interrupting people before they get to finish their sentences, which just leads to hilarious situations where he's not really clued in to what's going on because
he reminds me a lot of a Kabuto character.
Are we sure Inoue did not write this series?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
So,
especially today when the one phantom comes up out of the water in a scuba diver suit.
Yeah, so the phantom for this week is a Hydra thing, and in his regular human form, he's in a scuba suit, which is very menacing.
And our gate, kind of stupid.
Our gate for this two-part is a painter guy. And, of course, his hope all hangs on a thing as well, which is a painting of his dead wife. And, yeah.
Oh, gee, I wonder what's going to happen to that.
I don't know. But basically,
put mayonnaise on it.
One thing, actually, though, when they started fighting the phantom that I did like, it's like Beast sees Haruto introduce himself with "It's showtime," so it's like,
yes!
It's lunchtime.
It's awesome. Yes, I love that. So so he's established it's lunchtime for himself.
And really, I want a variation of the theme song now, based around that.
3, 2, 1.
Life is lunchtime.
Yeah.
Life is lunchtime.
Cast in the name of God, ye not hungry.
So, that's basically it. Then there's a lot of just confusion, and he doesn't know what a gate is, and he gets kind of tricked by Medusa, sort of, but not really, because he kind of tries to double-cross them as well and get a better deal, because he still doesn't know what a gate is. So they finally tell him what a gate is, and then he's like, well, that sucks, because either they die or I die. Oh, well, they should die.
Except not.
Yeah, that's a perfectly reasonable solution.
No, he decides to be heroic and help out and stuff. But basically he's a hobo, as we've established. He just kind of lives out of a tent and keeps going from place to place as long as they'll let him set up his tent and eat his kebabs and mayonnaise. This is how sick I am. I'm looking at that. I'm going, that looks delicious. Man, like, that's all that, you know, like grilled meat and vegetable, and then you put some mayonnaise on it. Oh, yeah.
Mayonnaise on
just
meat.
The vodka talking. That sounds amazing right now.
Yeah. I think, no. Kind of like I can't really have much mayonnaise because that kind of interferes with my.
Well, see, with me,
so I can, like, it's like every time I watch him eating that, I'm like, kind of like. Ugh.
No, see, with me, it's a thing where I can't have much mayonnaise because I'll vomit.
Yeah, mayonnaise is vile.
Oh, it's lovely.
But it does unpleasant things to me.
And it's even like the donut cart. They started making these special like mayonnaise donuts and stuff as well. So yeah,
drag queens and things covered in mayonnaise.
Who'd have thought? So anyway, yeah. But in the end, he comes back. He helps out in the end. Beast helps out in the end, basically just because he felt obligated because he kind of caused some of the mess. But he basically, the end of this point is like, all right, we're even. Now we're finding our own stuff, you know, and leaves. So anyway. Oh, the
ring on his finger.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess before that, yeah, gate. Okay, duh. They stole his painting. Oh, they destroyed it. Oh, no. And, but Beast actually goes into his underworld and unleashes Chimera on his thing.
I was more talking about the fact that Haruto tries to put a ring on Nito's finger.
Well, yeah, I was saying at the end, I wanted to get that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For that, because we actually got to see Chimera fight and stuff.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool if you're into that thing.
Right.
It's kind of cool if you like terrible CGI.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
So, but yeah, so anyway, at the end, they're like walking and they're like, hey, you know, since the Chimera is just a phantom in his underworld, you could just, you know, Haruto, you could just go in there and kill it, right? And so they think about it for a second, and then he's like, no, on the other hand, this does make me kind of badass. So now I'm going to keep it for now.
Yeah, I don't want a dude putting a ring on my finger.
I kind of like how they already provide a solution for Beast's problem, and it actually is not a stretch of the rules.
Right.
It actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, see,
which is why they're not going to do it.
They're probably not going to do that because then Beast can't appear in team-ups later on.
Right, so they need him to keep doing that. Yeah, yeah. Totally.
I would like to see how they're going to do merchandise based on Chimera, though.
Oh, well, actually, the there's been magazine scans for the deluxe Chimera toy.
Does it turn into a giant boot?
Not that I saw. What it is...
That shit. Who cares?
Yeah.
What it is the capes that the... The shoulder capes that Beast wears are the heads of the Chimera.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
I noticed that in the episode.
The chameleon cape is the tail, I think, but
yes.
You know, they're removable parts on the Chimera toy.
I see. They literally come off of. So it's going to be kind of like the birth one where it had a scorpion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be like that.
Man. So it's not optional, it's necessary to enjoy the WAP toy.
And, well,
I think
no,
that
I.
It's the WAP toy. Isn't
the,
it?
The Beast figure comes with the Chimera.
Yeah, it's
okay, that's different.
Like,
the same way Birth.
That
came
actually
with,
makes sense.
The same way Birth came with the Claws Scorpion and Meteor came with the bike, although that's a lot less important.
Yeah.
Meteor never used his f***ing bike anyway.
Yeah, Tachibana used the motorcycle more than Meteor did.
Yeah.
Gentaro used it more than Meteor did. He had his own bike.
When you can already transport yourself by flying in a giant blue fireball, why would you drive a bike?
That's a good point.
If you have a rocket for an arm, why do you need a motorcycle?
Mantles, though, are what the arm things are called. I think they're calling them mants.
Right.
Everything about beasts is like the word, but the end of
it. So instead of the mantles being called mants, is that like how Giga Beetle calls turtles turts?
Yes. Yes. Or calls wings wigs, as he did earlier today, because he said he put wings on Gokai Silver, but at first he misspelled it and said wig, and I thought that actually sounded more awesome.
It did. It did sound more awesome. But yeah, the arm cape things are parts of the Chimera toy.
It's awesome. Yeah, and you can see that. I mean, of course. So anyway,
I don't know if it turns into a boot or something.
So. Yeah, so he leaves.
And Beast does have his own little pet monster thing.
Griffin.
Yes, he's got a griffin.
Oh, that too.
Griffin. Yeah. Thank you, Mickey.
Griffin is more colorful, I hope.
Yeah. It has a frill.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Really?
I'm not sure which one you mean, but I'm not sure I want to know either.
Yes.
So we get to the this week's episode for 20. God, this is just killing me.
Then Koyomi's out in the wild, and suddenly Gay Shotaro shows up.
Oh, I was hoping somebody would get to that point. Yes, but also Beast is hardly in this episode at all.
Hardly.
Yes.
Yeah, he's kind of in the beginning. There's this huge like thunderstorm thing, and he's in the beginning.
Yeah, what the hell? Well,
what is that?
I don't know what that was all about.
I guess they were having a typhoon that day.
It'd be hilarious if we filmed in this, and, right, guys? I don't know about that. This is kind of dangerous. Get out there and film.
Phoenix is out and about and pissed off, and
because he's out in the f***ing typhoon.
Yeah. So he beats up a whole restaurant full of dudes.
So yeah, this is good for the Firebase guy to be wandering out in the rain.
Yeah. So Rinko actually like shows up there, and she's like, "What happened? Like, this dude beat us up." And she suddenly remembers that she's a detective.
Yeah, imagine that.
And
they
she
actually
can do things other than sit around the f***ing jewelry shop.
And you know what? That was actually the only part of this episode I actually liked was Rinko's subplot, which is the most surprising thing.
They gave Rinko something to do in this episode.
And it's her, the thing that she is supposedly paid for.
I mean, it's not. I mean, and it was even like kind of official business, you know, police business, because
she was actually
investigating who attacked these people in the street.
She doesn't realize until later on, like, oh shit!
Wow, it all comes together. But yeah, so yeah, so Beast is there for just a minute as he goes to like a ramen stand. And
although it's not just the huge storm in the beginning. There's a whole lot of weird, like filming. Yeah. Concepts with this episode.
Oh yeah, dress
it
up.
Sounds like the episode
please.
Is bad.
Yeah, it's bad. So
like, what will you do?
Okay, yeah, the dress up sequence was just kind of weird, but the one after that was even stranger.
Excite.
Excite.
Yeah.
We
so
nothing but
excite who now?
All right, we'll go back to the
Koyomi.
Stuff. Am I doing this walkthrough? Can I? Or so? Or,
sorry.
No, we're talking about Naked Man.
I know.
Naked Man with various obvious blue screening artifacts around his hair.
It's called compositing, Fort Max.
Right. You should know
Mom's
that.
Mom's composited.
So anyway, yeah. Mayo on ramen. Wow. Even I hadn't thought of that.
There's a reason people don't think of that.
And the actual like funny part, as opposed to the things that they try to make funny in the episode, is when like Griffin goes flying out of the noodle stand.
goes, That's funny. That poor little thing. Yeah. And last week it just got smacked around by Medusa.
Yeah. So anyway, so we go back to the shop, and the jeweler is like, "Hey, I just got the thing. I just got a thing, and I just made two rings. Here you go, buddy." He's like, "Oh, cool. Thanks." So one of them is dress up. In which he ends up with like a tux and top hat on,
and then we get this bizarre fantasy sequence of like wizard is
like it's wizard
as Liberace
as the Monopoly.
Yeah, Liberace. That's what I was trying to think of.
Like in a tuxedo as Kamen Rider Wizard.
Except he
and
wasn't
being
even
horrible at the piano.
Except he wasn't even really in a tuxedo. It was the wizard costume with a oversized bow tie and a hat tied to his head.
And
the oversized bow tie he stole
too.
From Nick.
He had pants also.
Well, he usually has pants on.
No, but he had like white pants on.
He had white pants on too. I thought.
Yeah.
But it's after Labor Day.
Yeah. Very bad taste. So, So that was weird. And then the other is, what was it called again?
Excite.
And it makes him all muscly.
Which is good for later in the episode when we get a preview of Bandai of America's Kamen Rider Wizard.
Yeah. So then we go to, obviously, who's going to be our gate this week, who's this chick who talks on the phone all the time. And is making plans with people.
God, this bitch.
And
this bitch is fantastic. I love her.
She like, both is and isn't. Like,
yeah. So she makes plans, like go to this restaurant, I guess, and she's heading out to go there. And gets attacked.
And pink, lots of pink.
Lots of pink. She gets attacked away, and Haruto read the script, so he knew he was supposed to show up there.
She has, like, a fur iPhone case. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, what is with her pig fetish?
Yeah, it's a little strange. So
she gets attacked by the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, the...
Elzebub.
Yeah, Elzebub.
That'd be awesome.
So they fight, and then run off. And they follow her to the restaurant. And no one at the restaurant pays her any mind. That's kind of weird. And she leaves, all depressed. And then Rinko does more detective stuff. And, like...
The only saving grace episode,
really. And we find out a little backstory about Phoenix's human host, or whatever.
Yeah. He liked flowers.
Flowers.
Like the
flowers are nice.
We also find out that Phoenix was produced from the ceremony that produced the other phantoms we've seen so far.
Yes, he came, at the same
time. Gee, what a shock.
Well, no, well, I thought Phoenix and Medusa
were made during the course of this f***ing series.
But no, my point was I thought Phoenix and Medusa might have been, you know, previously existing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like from a previous ceremony.
Well, Medusa might be.
Yeah, maybe. Medusa might be. But,
no. Wow. Not if the earlier suspicions about Medusa were right.
Which was that?
That she's Koyomi's fan.
That she's connected to Koyomi?
Oh. See, that's how much I'm paying attention.
Remember, it said Koyomi's phantom left her, but it left behind her body.
Ah. Yeah. So, so we've learned backstory about him, blah, blah, blah. And, so then the girl goes to, like, a dance thing? Like a dance workout thing? Jazzercise or something?
Jazzercise, let's go with that.
And she gets to the end and everybody breaks up, but nobody wants to talk to her again. And when Haruto's, like, yelling at them because they won't talk to this poor girl, then one of them gets this weird look in her eye, and he's like, So Shunpei's, like, trying to follow her and, like, hey, stop. We're here to help you. We're talking to you. We love you. And then he gets a weird look in his eye and smacks her around and throws her down.
Yeah.
And she goes running off.
I've never liked his character more.
Yeah. And Haruto's like, WTF. And he's like, I don't know. You got that same look in your eye. And they look off in the distance. Huh. Meanwhile, our chick goes running off to a garage. Parking lot, and finds the guy from the beginning of the episode. I guess she's boyfriend lived with, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, he doesn't pay her any mind either. And goes driving off, actually tries to kill her.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And then, Beelzebub shows up, and he's like, oh, aren't you in despair now? Wouldn't you like to turn into a phantom now? And Haruto read the script again, so he knew to show up at that garage. And thus the fight begins. And then finally the beast shows up. Yay.
Who used Griffin to find it?
See, he didn't have to read the script. He had like a plot reason to be there. Because he had
Haruto used to have those.
He did. And they just said, he just reads the script.
Yeah.
Easier that way, I guess.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they went the way of the Candroids.
And the fight ensues, of which we had seen earlier that Beelzebub has this, like, portal shield thing, which he uses to let, like, Wizard beat the crap out of Beast.
I'm not really against this.
Nah, it's okay. And then the episode runs out of time and just stops.
Literally.
I mean, I shit you not, people. It's just like, well, that's it.
Like Haruto puts a ring on, and it just stops.
No climax.
It all but stops mid-sentence.
Really?
It does stop mid-sentence.
Yeah. Like, they just ran out of time. They're just like, we'll be here next week.
And I've noticed that, like, the part A, the mid-episode commercial break has been, like, 5 minutes before the end of the episode.
Yeah, but that's not really new. That happened a lot during Double and through most of O's.
Yeah, I think the times you don't notice it is just because it's actually a clear break between scenes and you just don't notice it.
Awful. I mean, this is just awful. We're 20 episodes into this series. Not a single damn person has turned into a phantom.
Yep.
Nor has anything at all happened aside from Beast showing up.
Yeah.
And that doesn't really count because it's merchandise driven.
Right.
Just to emphasize the point, we completely glossed over the introduction of Land Dragon.
We did, didn't we?
Because it looked god awful.
Yeah, it looks awful. It's just got big claws on it. It's yellow and ugly. It's like a rain slicker.
It's super Tatoba again.
It really is. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the only thing notable about it is that the stone was given to Koyami by Japanese Tom Baker.
Oh, yeah. that was a thing that happened.
And she's like, and they're like, who gave that to you? Well, a phantom.
And they're like, oh, okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, like they were bothered by it for half a second and then didn't care.
Yeah, that phantom...
like they're not noticing that these jewels keep showing up from bad people. You think that might be an indication.
Well, you know,
Haruto's
probably not too concerned about
they
that.
They notice, they just don't care.
Haruto's power already comes from a bad thing that lives inside him. So... Yeah,
how much worse could it get, really?
Nudge, wink, wink.
What could possibly go wrong? Everyone's power comes from some other source.
But no,
but
that phantom.
Previous Kamen Rider shows, he knows that he'll be fine.
Yeah, that phantom's kind of like if Ryutaro's possessed Gokai Green. Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. So there you go.
The thing that happens every week.
How long did it take me to do 3 episodes?
About 23 minutes.
Awesome. And that was probably longer than they deserved.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank Ken and JD for this week for making this as painless as possible.
Welcome.
Actually, it turned out pretty fun.
Yeah.
Well, you know, no, it didn't last very long.
That's the fun part.
For a switch, we could have, considering we both could have gone an hour and a half at our normal speed.
Well, I tried to cover the GoBuster ones well enough because they were actually kind of interesting, but not linger.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, Ken could have easily done half an hour on each GoBuster episode because they were worth talking about.
Exactly.
But Wizard was never in any danger of that.
No. If we were going week to week, you know, we could have actually had good discussion on it, but yeah.
But we don't really care.
There's nothing happening. There's no progression.
No.
There is no moving the plot forward. There's no plot.
Like I literally did not watch these 3 episodes until today because I just kept putting it off. I was like, I don't really want to watch these.
I mean,
a little bit of
yeah.
Like,
same here. Same here.
I don't want to watch. I don't care about this shit.
You realize what Wizard is?
Busters. I've watched the previous 2 weeks episodes. I watched them again yesterday just so I have them fresh in my mind.
That yeah, I know you did. That's why I had you do the summaries for them.
Oh, okay.
So, no, but see, I mean,
even if there's no progression in Wizard, that'd be okay if the plots were interesting.
Yeah.
Like if we're getting like stories
but,
on
the characters,
like, you know, say
least,
sweet snow
not.
Hunt, mm-hmm. It'd be fine.
Yeah, cool.
Well, I mean, basically what we're at with Wizard is kind of like Decade again, where there is no overarching story. Except that Decade was entertaining in its writer world.
Yeah, I mean, at least in Decade, you have, like,
you have the writer world.
Each writer world has its own thing, and it's like you have to find out what the deal with that writer world is and then, you know, complete that task.
But in Decade, you know, like, he has, like, this many worlds down, he has this many worlds left, up until you get through all the Heisei stories. And then you have, like, 10 episodes of random shit.
Right, but there was still no,
still
like...
mostly interesting random shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it was still just random shit. There was not any one motivating plot behind it all.
Yeah.
Wizard is the worst aspects of Toku all in one show, of the repetitiveness and the lack of creativity that everyone always criticizes the genre for having.
Pretty much.
I mean, literally you could just pop in and out the monster of the week and whoever the gate is.
If it wasn't for them adding new powers every 2 episodes, there would be no difference at all.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
A keeper ranger needs to hurry up and get here with season 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if they keep up this pattern and everybody hates it as much as we do, what kind of tropey Kamen Rider show are we going to get next year?
Hopefully double.
Kuga 2.
Sure.
We had that. It was Agito.
Ish, yeah.
Actually, no, it's going to be Dino 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that. Because it seems like they finally run out of original Dino to milk.
And also, they're not going to go back to a dark series again. We're going to stay light and fluffy because that boosts toy sales.
Yeah. Because, I mean, look at what happened with GoBusters for being so dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so sad to see how far Kamen Rider has fallen throughout 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing, is it became it's almost
like, look how far it's fallen from just double.
Well, see, the problem is, though,
well, yeah,
every year now tries to ape double success. It's like, it's only two riders, introduce the second radio rider exact same time every series, they're going to fight for a little bit, then they'll be friends, and they'll be bros, and they'll be, you know, all this stuff you introduce.
Yeah, someone's going to die.
I was thinking that the thing next year needs to have a whole shitload of riders in it. We need
go Hibiki or Kabuto on it again.
Yeah, we need to have like a multi.
All the way to Ryuki.
I don't think we need Ryuki level.
They just need a break. It's like, at this point, like, when Forza did it, it was starting to get to a point where I was like, okay, I see where this is going. There's that. But it was still fun. But Wizard's a lot less entertaining than Forza, so it's much more like, okay, so they're doing all this stuff again, but it's really
the same character dynamic 4 years in a row is very tiresome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, although, to Oz's credit, when they introduced Date, he wasn't really antagonistic towards AG. They kind of got in each other's – I mean, they didn't really get in each other's face. He was just like, well, I'm just doing this for my job. And they didn't really have Date fight AG until the series, you know, took a nosedive in the 30s.
That was more trolling than anything.
Yeah, but regardless, to Oz's credit, they didn't really do that dynamic again. And the way Forza did it, they did it a little bit differently also. Whereas this, it just seems like there is really no reason for Beast and Wizard to be at each other's throats for any purpose except for convenience of the plot.
Well, the thing with Oz, though, is the dynamic wasn't with Birth, it was with Ankh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think we should have a lot of riders.
Yeah. I think we should. I wish that would be fun for marketing, too, because, you know.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun toys.
Well, but see, that's my concern, is that I think one of the reasons they may be afraid of doing that again, though, is because they've gotten into this thing where it's like, oh, collectability is better than figure, you know, having all the individual figures. So it's all about
rings
and switches.
Yeah, they just have to, you know, think about it for 5 minutes, which they apparently don't want to do.
All they've done with multi-rider has always been, cards? So.
They had Ryuki, that was cards, and then
I guess it was like Kabuto, yeah. But
well,
still,
here's the deal, is you just set up the riders like Armada with mini-cons. Collectability and lots of characters.
Well, you could have all the riders have their weapons interchangeable somehow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that could be collecting gimmick in itself.
Think about it.
That's almost kind of what Hyper Kabuto did, because he stole everybody's Zectors and just slapped him on his gun.
Sword thing.
It turned
into
he used his sword as a gun, basically, so.
That's because he's Tendo.
Yeah.
He can do that.
He's Gus Tendo.
Tendo is basically the Japanese Batman, isn't he?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
He can do anything.
Except he knows his shit.
We saw the movie. He can breathe in space.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that also make him Superboy, though, because he punched time?
Mm.
It's like, if Wizard continues like this, can we please, cover Keep Ranger this time?
No.
We'll be covering Megaforce, so...
No, we'll be covering Keep Ranger.
You really think that's going to be better than Wizard?
Yeah.
No, we'll just start covering Kaku Ranger week to week.
Well, that would be...
That'll be a step up.
That'd be acceptable.
I'd be okay with that, because I'm really f***ing losing my patience with Wizard.
Yeah. So am I.
I know what you mean.
I just want to go back and rewatch Double and Forza.
Yeah, I liked it when we watched things that entertained me. That was a good time.
Those were the days.
Yeah, I mean, at least Buster's is finale looks like it's going to be good.
Maybe Kyoryuger will be fun.
Hopefully it's fun. At least.
I hope so.
Even if it's like, you know, has no plot or anything like that.
We thought Wizard was fun at episode one, so yeah.
Well, and we thought Go Busters was good, then it was shit, then it was good again, so, you know. Things can change.
Then we realized how good it was even when we thought it was shit.
Because it got really shit.
Yeah, because it was all part of Enter's plan.
Yep.
So good.
So really the only dark stain on Go Busters now is the episodes where they killed Messiah.
And Escape.
But even that is leading up to like where Enter, you know, is taking over. So really, it's kind of like maybe.
Well, that leads up to it, but those episodes just weren't very deftly handled in terms of storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
The end result was okay.
You know, one thing we forgot to – we didn't mention in the news also, they showed some Superhero Tyson Z scans. They finally actually have Super One fighting with Meteor and Forze.
Yes.
Yay.
Finally.
Yay.
And that new Gavin is back again because he's still under contract.
Yeah, that's fine. That movie should be out next month sometime.
We have to watch it. I don't wanna.
But it could be an amusing.
Saw it. Nobody saw it.
Yeah, you don't know if it, well, you don't know if it's any good yet or not.
It could be an amusing. Oh,
no, but I don't really need to know.
It could be amusing. That's more than Wizard is.
You know, train wrecks, cat drugs.
It has Kenji Oba in it.
What does
for what 5 minutes?
So that's still more than most other things have. It's more than Wizard has.
That's true. I can't argue that.
Yeah. Maybe Wizard needs some Kenji Oba.
See, he can just you know punch out Haruto and take the driver.
I wish I had some Kenji Oba in me.
Yeah, you do.
You do too. All of you do.
Everybody wishes they had.
Every last one of you wishes you had Kenji Oba in you.
Kenji Oba would just be standing there beckoning you to fall into his arms. It wouldn't be creepy at all.
No.
Be like
of course not.
Less than a tenth of a second for you to fall into Kenji Oba's arms. See that more time.
Significantly longer half a second to transform. Oh, that's funny.
And I still say that's how they were showing at that moment that the GoBusters just kind of sucked. Since the Gokaigers transform so much faster than Gavin.
Yeah.
But they specifically point out...
It takes significantly longer.
Half of a second, yeah.
Yeah.
Watch our movie. Please.
Japan said,
error.
Yeah.
You know, that was, speaking of the transformation, that was one thing that we didn't mention was the transformation to his special transformation at the end when they, like, delayed even the helmet going on. Because he went straight from, like, I'm sorry, I'm talking about GoBusters. He went straight from untransformed to the...
Powered Custom.
Powered Custom, yeah.
Which was neat.
And so the helmet went on last. And so you saw, like, both sets of glasses go on. That was awesome.
It must be really hard for him to see wearing two sets of sunglasses.
Well, not if they're polarized in the same direction.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Or they're polarized in opposite directions, though.
Well, then it would be black.
Yeah. Then they have less vision than DN suit actor.
Mm. Oh.
Ooh.
They already have limited visibility.
God.
So did they just have like an iPhone strapped to the inside of his helmet and just Wi-Fi a signal to it, or?
Actually, it probably had decent. I mean, for the slats in there, it probably.
No, they don't.
No? Okay.
It's solid.
Yeah.
They got a couple little holes for like airflow and like very very limited frame of vision, but
yeah,
they
like don't keep the helmets on very long. They do a quick shot and they yank it off.
Yeah, they rehearse all the stunts with the helmets off, and they just kind of have to remember
where to be.
There's a reason why DN mostly stayed back and just shot other riders out to deal
or,
with
it. Or, you know, like leaned back and sat down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this shows
because
you how
he was blind.
Yeah. This shows you how impressive suit actors actually are that they can manage to do all that shit.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I mean,
that's fair.
I can't walk around my bedpost at night. These people doing flip kicks and shit.
Yeah.
Mickey, that just proved you couldn't be a suit actor.
That's like, there's an early scene in Double where he like runs to the edge of a building. I'm like, whoa! Because you know, you can only see like a little bit out of the helmet. I'm like, holy crap, he's going to run off the edge of that building.
Or, and then you have Rider 1.
Three double suit actors that way.
Or like in... GoBusters a couple weeks ago where Mickey mentioned where Blue Buster did that flip through the suspension bridge. And,
yeah.
And you know he's doing that and it's like there's a river beneath it.
Yeah.
Well, the GoBusters, they probably have...
Like 30 feet down.
Yeah.
The Sentai, they probably have pretty good vision out of those helmets, though.
Yeah, they would have better vision out of theirs.
They have slightly better, but it's still not...
In theory, anyway.
Yeah,
yeah,
in theory.
That glass is actually very hard to see.
They still can't have perfect range.
It's apparently still not very good.
Yeah. But it's the riders with the big eyes and things that makes it so difficult. You only get, like, the really small...
compound eyes.
God, I mean, like I'm saying, like, Doubles costume? Like, holy crap.
Yeah.
You know, at least Forze, the helmet... I think the helmet is cheated a little bit. Like, the eyes are cheated really high.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably, I mean, in theory, that front could be open. But...
Well, and in theory, too, Wizard's helmet could have pretty decent visibility, too. It's, you know, smooth panels.
Yeah, if it's just reflective. I mean, it should actually, ideally, that would be all clear with just the reflective on the outside. Like
and it could be, would be like the GoBuster visors.
Right. But instead, they're bastards, and they just, like...
probably just some actual mirror there.
Yeah.
You didn't have
That's all the budget they got for it now.
You're like, you didn't have to do this. Like, yeah. Yeah, we did.
You probably did. This is how you used to work in Taikawa. You'll do it and like it.
Oh.
Well, and it is Taikawa, so he can probably do most of this in his sleep anyway.
Probably.
Okay, you know, he's been working since the late 80s.
Yeah. He's only been every rider except for the Heisei, except for Kuga and Hibiki.
Yeah.
Just, let's see, on he was Rider Man in Black RX.
In 89, yeah.
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 How is he still so f***ing mobile?
Japanese.
I have trouble getting out of
it's the radiator
now. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you know, he's Japanese, so he's going to age all at once one day, but yes. He just hasn't got there yet.
My new coworker. I don't know what, but she's like, you know, Asian. And we were talking about that, like, to one of my other coworkers. It's like, no, someday she'll turn like 50 and then she'll just like, woof. Straight to old.
I think she's
laughing along with you, or she's going to evil glare while you said that. Cause she knows.
No, totally. She's awesome. My new coworker is bomb.
No, I think Paladin's right, though. It is the radiation, and we're just observing Japanese people having a half-life.
That's what... That's...
Once that's all used
eating
up...
Ice. Who is eating ice?
Not me.
No.
Nope.
Not me.
Not me.
Ken?
Oh, my glass is empty.
Because you ate the ice.
Empty now?
No, for a few minutes.
Well, whoever's eating ice, stop it. That's bad for your teeth.
Thanks, Mom.
So it was you, Mom. JD.
No.
My what? Glass. No, you mean yes.
Fluid in it.
What kind of fluid?
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Ice cold semen.
Mm.
It's a milkshake.
It brings all the boys to the yard.
JD, does your milkshake bring all the boys to
you? My milkshake brings all the boys to your heart. But I have to charge.
I don't know what's just happened, but I think that's a good place to end the show.
Okay.
Sure.
So you're next...
Another good place to end the show was right before we started Wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Change my mind.
Okay, so next week we're going to watch GoBusters the movie.
Yay! It's great.
Yay.
Love it. It's great.
Frogs.
And then,
yeah.
And then maybe
Robot
the week,
frogs.
Maybe was the week after
frogs?
That we'll watch that. We'll watch
Robot.
That thing Mickey was talking about before. That
the
insanity of Zaborgar.
Yeah.
That's on.
Yeah.
Right? I've seen that.
Yeah. Yes, it is on Netflix.
Yeah.
I've seen about the first 15, 20 minutes of it, and it's weird and fun.
Karate Robot, where his, like, motorcycle turns into a robot thing. That
he does karate.
Yeah.
And he commands it through, like, a voice thing attached to his motorcycle helmet.
Yeah.
And he has sex with a villainous.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's going to be an interesting one.
It certainly will. It certainly will be Tokusatsu.
Look forward to that power playback.
Eventually.
Well, week after next.
That's eventually.
I'll be back to my bachelor status next week.
Sweet. Oh, dear. No good can come from this.
Nope.
All right, so anything else before we go this week?
Don't forget to watch Mega Rangers. Megaforce. Power Rangers Megaforce, yeah.
Woohoo. But you know, watch Mega Ranger 2. It's a good series.
You should watch Mega Ranger as well. Yes.
And it's getting
fresh. It's not finished yet.
It's getting good fresh stuff.
I watched the first episode of it. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
did
you watch
video games? It was like the Tron plot.
did you watch any Kaku Ranger yet, though, JD?
No, I just finished downloading today, so.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
So I got to watch some of that.
You are in for a treat.
I'm excited.
Yeah. We are going to do Kaku Ranger as a power playback in the near future.
I'm almost done with Go Wander, though. I'm like less than 10 episodes
good.
From the end, so.
Yay.
Excellent.
That one shot.
Yeah. So get that done.
Go Wander is so great.
It is.
Crazy, man.
Go Wander and Double, my favorite series.
And it's really weird because I've been watching just some of RPM too, and it's amazing just how different they made those series.
Yeah, both are awesome.
Yeah, I mean they're both good in their own way, but I'm like, I just
the
got
only way RPM could have been made is like if someone like was granted a wish from a genie in a lamp or something.
Well, that explains it.
That or, I mean, it was like so they took someone awesome.
Better than anything I came up with.
Your challenge is to take this series and make it as much opposite of it as possible, and yet be awesome. Like, okay, so I've got this happy-go-lucky fun series. And I'm going to turn it into a post-apocalyptic. And it's like,
and
like
they made it work.
I know. Yeah. And I just got to the episode finished where they reveal that it's like Dr. K that actually brought the apocalypse on everyone.
Oh, yeah. Just 'cause
he wanted to see the sun. It's like, man, that's dark and messed up and awesome.
I know.
One of that RPM, though, is they took Gold and Silver, who are absolute dicks.
Yes, and they turned them into like,
and they made them a different flavor of absolute dicks.
I mean, that's the thing is, like, Golden Wings were just absolute bastards. And now it's like, they're
yeah,
these, like,
probably the friendliest people in the world.
They're like, they're like Adam and Jamie.
You're like, you know, I hate you, right? Yeah, that's okay. We like you. I'm like, oh my God. It's just amazing.
They're special.
Well,
and we mean that in every way.
Well, like I said, I haven't actually seen them as, you know, Gold and Silver. It's just when they were running off, like, all right, we're going to go find the series Gold and Silver. Bye! And the building falls on them. Like, oh, crap, that's awesome.
You're going to love it when they actually show up for real.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
They are amazing. Amazing.
Oh. I know, the episode I'm on Go Wander, I almost thought I dreamed it. Because I had this I had this moment at work today where it's like, okay, the last episode of Go On where I started to watch, there was an egg and Tropter was on. What? Did that really happen?
Yes.
I think it did. But I was having trouble with my stream, so I didn't get to finish it, but I'm like, I really had a moment today where it's like I had to think. It's like I could have swore I dreamed that because that's the weirdest f***ing thing. No,
G5 Prince yet?
Yeah.
Now you're going to like the behind the scenes episode of RPM.
Oh man, I'm excited.
But, delicious yeah, sugary cat drugs.
I'm gonna finish that, and then I'm gonna finish Kabuto.
Kabuto is not worth finishing.
No?
Like, Kabuto is awesome up to a point.
Oh. Up to about episode 40, and then you should just stop.
I'm way before that, so I'm fine. I'm only in, like, the teens or 20s. So.
Just, like, make up some fan fiction for the ending. It'll probably be better.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. That has to involve Slash, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's an Inoue series, so yes.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, it's Yonemura, which is just as good. Bad.
Especially when Dark Kabuto shows up, stop watching.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. Gunamura and Inoue are kind of like cut from the same cloth, so I kind of can't get their series mixed up.
An itchy, scratchy, irritating cloth.
Yeah, the bad thing is I really like to just marathon stuff. So it's like I want to find something that's complete that I can just charge through, which is probably going to end up being G-Ranger because I did start that. So.
And that's a good thing. Yeah, Geki Ranger is a good choice too. Okay.
Shinkinger.
I would go for Geki Ranger before Shinkinger.
Well,
on who did it? So
Geki Ranger's got a good balance of humor and like serious.
My only problem again with Geki Ranger is that I can't like the main cast is just.
Who is doing Shinkinger? Isn't there someone?
Yeah,
Ring of
Shinkenger. Well, Overtime started Shinkenger like 3 months ago, and then they haven't updated it, so.
Yeah.
So it'll take them 4 years to get through it. So
just watch TV Nihons.
I mean, they're good with dailies, so I'll give them that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not busting their chops. I'm just saying, if you're waiting on them to finish Shinkenger, it's probably going to be a while.
Yeah.
Because not even Decade is done.
Going to take less time than it would take TV Nihon to finish Mega Ranger. Although that may change soon.
Oh yeah, because they're gonna start. Somebody else is gonna start translating.
Because someone else is working on it.
Yep. Although it's still the best thing that TV Nihon was like two episodes away from finishing Die Ranger.
Yes.
And then the other group comes and just totally cock blocked them out with a full series batch.
Mike, drop the mic. We're out.
Wow.
That was the best.
Toku fan subbing has actually turned pretty awesome in the last couple of years.
Which is kind of funny because when the Mega Upload implosion happened, we all thought it was doomed.
Well, yeah, it's turned awesome if you like Rider in Sentai and nothing else, but it has turned awesome.
Well, I mean, it's turned awesome for the fact that, hey, look, we got a bunch of people subbing a bunch of shows.
Yeah.
It's not all just TV Nihon subbing everything anymore.
I just
anymore.
Wish eventually people would, you know, start looking, you know, there are other things, too.
Nobody gives a shit
there
about Ultraman, Ken. Give it up.
It's like,
yes, I do. Some people do.
No one cares
it's like
about
third-party Transformers stuff.
No one cares about your Godzilla stuff, okay?
Godzilla stuff is available, you know, legally. I'm talking about Ultraman and Metal Heroes and.
Yeah, nobody cares about your Ultraman Godzilla stuff, okay?
I'd like to see, like, you know, B-Fighter get subbed.
They should do a sub of Knights of Tir-Nanog. That'd be
awesome.
Should
sub Eagle Man.
Yes. Yes, they should.
Dinah Girl. Lift her woman.
There you happy now, Don? We threw that in.
Yay. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
But seriously, good job, JD, making Wizard not be, you know, torture.
I figured I'd just hit the... Well, I mean, that's the whole thing, is, like, there's nothing to talk about. I mean,
yeah.
There's no...
Like,
yeah.
Nothing happened.
There's nothing to, like, leave out.
In a way, Wizard had the harder job, because he had to boil down interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Wizard is like, he fought a Phantom, then he fought them some more, and then Beast, he fought Beast, and then...
It's pretty much, you could sum up any two episodes of Wizard with, okay, what is the thing that they destroyed to try to get them into despair?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We'll have to work on that model next time.
Yeah.
And what is the annoying thing, that Shunpei does,
What is the useless thing Rinko does?
You were talking on the phone. She was on the phone. That's awesome.
See, I think what we could do is, like, make a Mad Libs out of it. You know, we record the
frame.
That would
probably be pretty accurate,
that is
too.
Brilliant.
We record the framework of a discussion, and then, you know, we just record the snippets of whatever has to go into that for the specifics.
We could totally post that to the AllSmart Toku thread.
We could. We should work on
this
that.
This week... The Phantom is Hydra. And this week, the gate is, they're held up by a painting. So, Wizard comes in and fights, and then he beats the Hydra. And,
Flame Dragon.
And then he uses the Flame Dragon form. To end the fight. There you go.
And Beast puts mayonnaise on a kebab.
Beast puts mayonnaise on a chicken.
Beast puts mayonnaise on Shunpei.
Next week, Wizard's going to fight a salmon.
With mayonnaise.
And it looks like he's going to fight with the powered up form of Len.
Oh god, it's too true.
Well, we've cracked the writing formula of Wizard.
It's just blanks. You get a script with blanks, and they're just like, just fill in the blanks. There's only like 8 blanks here.
They added 2 more blanks when Beast came in.
You're getting a writing credit. Shut the f*** up and fill it in.
Just pad your resume with this and move on.
Well, it is new writers, I think, so...
Oh, shit.
Super Hero Time. 次回もよろしく。
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.